This week, I was meditating on why God sent His Son. Immediately, John 3:16 came to mind. God gave His one and only Son so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life. Verse 17 says, God sent His Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through Him. So we're saved from eternal death and given eternal life if we believe in Jesus. Sounds like a no-brainer to me. Who wouldn't choose to believe? I then found myself asking a series of questions like a child. Why were we going to die in the first place? Oh yeah, because Adam and Eve disobeyed God. And they knew beforehand that the penalty for disobeying was death. Okay, but that was them. Doesn't everyone get the opportunity to decide whether or not to eat the fruit? Because now we know eating the fruit is not a good idea. Then God reminded me of Romans 3:23. Everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. And that's when I started to understand things a little different. The act of sin changed something in Adam and Eve at their core, and they gave birth to children in their likeness. Everyone now has a propensity to sin. It's in our DNA. It's now our nature. Growing up, I always thought Jesus died because of the sin I committed. And every time I sinned, it was like I was putting Him back on the cross again. But Jesus came for more than the sins I commit. He came to save me from my sinful nature. He came to transform me into a new creation. That's why He came to earth and died. My sinful nature. You know, the Terrence that will slap you back if you slap me. The Terrence that has no forgiveness for people that commit certain sins. The Terrence that enjoys certain things he knows are wrong. My friend Dr. Rupert Bushner likes to say it like this. Your sins, they won't send you to hell. Your sins are a revelation that you're on your way to hell. The only one that can save me, save us, from this sinful nature is Jesus. Believing that God said Jesus is His Son is one thing, but understanding that I need a Savior because of my sinful nature, the sinful nature that secretly but not so secretly I'm kind of proud of, that made me look at salvation in a different light. And remind me of how much I need it. Let's move from focusing on individual sins and let God transform our sinful nature through His Son, Jesus, transforming us into the sons and daughters He has created us to be. If this has blessed you, hit the like button so others can be blessed as well. And make sure you're subscribed. You don't want to miss the next one.